you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Thursday, September 15th. I'm Sharon McNary, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's what's happening. A potential nationwide rail strike that would have impacted train commuters from Southern California has been averted. President Biden made the announcement yesterday, saying a tentative agreement has been reached. Amtrak and Metrolink are not directly involved in the negotiations, but were preparing to cancel train rides in various parts of the country today, including Los Angeles. As early as next month, some 23 million Californians can look forward to a check made out for as much as $1,050. KPCC's Julia Paskin has the details.
The $9.5 billion in inflation relief comes from the state budget surplus. If you filed a complete 2020 tax return by October 15, 2021, or filed an extension because of troubles with your taxpayer ID, you qualify. Now, looking at your income for 2020, if you're single or married but filing separately, or file as head of household, if you made $250,000 or less, you can get anywhere between $200 and $700, depending on how much you made and if you have dependents. Now on to married people who filed jointly in 2020. Couples who declared up to $500,000 of annual income will get between $400 and $1,050, also depending on income and if you claim anyone else. Your money will come to you by direct deposit if that's how you got your 2020 tax return. Otherwise, it's coming in a debit card in the mail. I'm Julia Paskin.
LA Unified School District officials say they're making progress reconnecting students and teachers to their online files after last week's massively disruptive cyber attack. Scattered reports on social media continue to crop up of interrupted access to the district's online systems for classroom files and student records. However, district officials say these systems remain online. The only thing that stands between users and their data is the process of resetting their district password. Most employees have taken that step. And on Tuesday, Superintendent Alberto Carvalho said the vast majority of students now have passwords, too.
92% of secondary students, middle and senior high school, have already reset their passwords. And 100% of elementary age students have their passwords systemically reset. Now they all have a temporary password.
Carvalho has acknowledged the reset process was delayed last week by concerns about malware still lurking in the servers that handle passwords. LA's journalism community has lost an icon. Henry Furman died Wednesday after a brief illness. As a top editor at the LA Times, he pushed journalists to adopt fair and precise language. KPCC's Josie Huang.
In retirement, Furman started a one-man campaign to remove the hyphen from Asian American and African American.
He was known as the, quote, hyphen killer.
Teresa Watanabe is a Times reporter and a close friend of Furman's.
He felt that really denigrated Americans to make it seem like they were not fully American.
His advocacy led the Associated Press to change its guidance on describing heritage. Other newsrooms, including ours, followed suit. Furman, whose mother was from Japan, also convinced many journalists to stop referring to the incarceration of Japanese Americans during World War II as internment. He called that inaccurate and euphemistic. Kindly and calm, Furman mentored countless young journalists of color through the Asian American Journalists Association, some of whom now lead newsrooms themselves.
They're the future and the present, and they are full of ideas and energy. And I feel, if not younger, I feel energized around my fellow members.
Furman was 65. I'm Josie Huang.
We're 20 degrees cooler this week than last, but soon enough, it'll heat up again. KPCC climate emergency reporter Aaron Stone says if there aren't major cuts in greenhouse gas emissions, projections show that by 2040, central LA and the coast could see triple the number of 95-degree days that we're getting today.
Think about that. Like, we just had over a week of over 100 degree temperatures, and experiencing that three times as much is incredibly significant for public health.
And in the San Fernando and San Gabriel Valleys, the temperatures will be even higher. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Sharon McNary, inviting you to read more news at LAist.com and listen live anytime at kpcc.org or on the KPCC app.
Thank you. This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAS Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at las.com/sweeps.